Blog Talk Radio.
I want to be like Daniel. Yeah. I want to be like Paul. Hey.
I just want to serve you.
When I'm serving, that means I'm giving you the best I can.
I just want to serve you.
I want to serve you, Lord.
Yeah.
I do everything
I can. Forever, I'ma need your help.
I done came a long way. I done did a lot of dirt. You can say I'm a survivor. I am here to give you church. I'm just trying to fill its purpose. I'm just trying to make it work. I'm just happy to be forgiven and forgive those who I've hurt. Lord, only you know what I go through when I'm all by myself. I can't do this by myself. No, forever I'ma need your help. Forever I'ma be of service. Tell my story just to let you know I worship you. Before anyone on this earth, I'm committed to you first. We are the body of Christ. He is the one sacrificed. He is the one who can lead you to freedom. Will never mislead you the way into life. Yeah. Fresh out the book of Revelations. I am the soul of a nation. I am my own motivation. Dynasty Gold is my baby. We sitting with Jesus. Finna eat with the believers. Finna reap when we've been sowing for seasons. It is our time and he is the reason. Give us a sign. Father, we need you. Your love is everything I've wanted. You tell me do it and I'm on it. I promise you will get the glory.
I just wanna serve you.
Father, I love you, 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 I love you.
I just wanna serve you.
I need you, 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 I need you.
I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
I am a living testimony, walking miracle. Pinnacle, spiritual, from the village, I can feel it. Can you feel it? This is part of my healing.
Part of my healing.
It's time that we build a bigger building. It's time that we be there for our children.
Yeah.
It's time that we teach them how to love and show them how to feel it. See, all of my life, I've been running from myself. Now that I found Christ, I'm so glad I found Christ. He was with me when I fell, with me in the cell, with me when everybody was in hell. He is the one who brought me back to life. He is the reason for my sacrifice. I am a prophet speaking prophecy. Man on a mission, ain't no stopping me. Was given the vision to behold and possibly change your life consciously. If you really love him, follow me. Cause greater he is who's inside of me. And greater you are, if you let him lead you to your freedom, you can be reborn.
Man, you know what I'm saying? Thank you. God save me. High off your own drugs and wildin' out. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't do it without him. You know what I'm saying? So I gave my life to him. So now I'm committed to serving his people. Man, praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
I just wanna serve you. I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Well, welcome, family, back to Man Up the Movement. Yes, Man Up the Movement has changed. We have relocated to Mondays, and this is our first broadcast in several weeks that we've come together, and we are here live to keep it going, to get it stronger, and to fight. Yes, Man Up means, Man Up simply means is now is my time to fight, taking personal responsibility for my own life. No longer relying on my personal abilities, but on God's complete guidance. My steps are ordered by the Lord. I'm walking in purpose with God. I'm holding myself accountable, dedicated, committed to a life of constant change and growth. Yes, I am no longer operating with the double mind. I am operating with the Christ characteristics that dwell in me. I am the head and not the tail. I am the lender, not the borrower. I am called according to my purpose, and I am the God in me through Jesus Christ. It's time to man up. Family, it's been a while, and we waited for the charge. We waited for the call, and the phone rang and said, what are we going to do with Man Up? And here we are to relaunch, re-kick off. We now have the Prophet's Closet on Tuesdays, but we will be taking up the second and fourth Monday for Man Up the Movement, and then we'll continue with Let's Talk Jesus on the first and third. I'm excited tonight. I mean, like I said, it wasn't really on the schedule. It was a call, and we agreed and went forward and said yes to the will of God, yes to His way, and yes to His word. So we want to bring in the young man who was instrumental in relaunching Man Up the Movement, Pastor Dwayne Collins out of Madison, Wisconsin. What's up, my brother? How are you?
Man, I'm blessed and highly favored, man. I'm blessed and highly favored, man. Continue standing with the Lord. Know that He's on my side. So I'm just blessed, bro. I'm blessed with no stress. Blessed with no stress, but too anointed to be disappointed. You know what I mean? Because the Holy Ghost is living with me. So I'm grateful,
right,
man. I'm grateful. And I just been sitting back, man, you know, just taking it one step at a time, but, you know, letting the Lord lead me to where He want me to go. Because, you know, in this season, you don't want to be lost. You want to be on point. You want to be on the right time. You want to be in the right season. So I'm just like, Lord, okay, You guide me. I'm ready. You know, I mean,
that's
you say
good.
You want my
good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So that's
good.
All we've been
that's
doing.
Good.
You know, just keeping our mind, you know, together, you know, and just, you know, figuring out, you know, now that God has gave me an opportunity to get myself back to on point with the on point man, right?
Man, how's Pastor Ann?
She's good. She's good. She's getting everything together now. You know, this stopped everything for a moment, for temporary. So now we're back to getting everything back together. You know, it's the releasing of releasing everyone to get back to their frame of thoughts and back to their mindset. So we just put things in perspective now, putting all the gifts together, you know, and just looking for us that day when we can go, because now they say that the farmer's market is open, but she get that, you know, buys only for food right now. And so now they're saying they're going to open it up for the entrepreneurs to come in and get rid of their body bonds, their soaps, and they, you know, the jewelry and things of that nature. So we just been, you know, hanging in there, getting things together for the summer, man, you know.
Yeah. This is going to all come together. I tell you, if we don't take opportunity, there's a couple of things that we could do better with in this time. Is first of all, get closer to God, get closer to our relationship, but get some rest. The complaint was always before, I don't have enough time. I'm always busy. I'm always this. If you didn't have nothing but time right now, my God, you better have been taking perfect advantage of it to utilize and to grow and to get ready for the next push, because it's coming.
Yes, sir, and it's coming. You know, because this is the time and this is the season to where we got to be on point. We can't have no hitting and missing, because you know the scripture gives us an understanding says that the harvest is plentiful, but that's no labor.
Yeah.
So now the harvest is going to be plentiful, so we need laborers. You know, so I'm just like I said, I'm excited and waiting for what the Lord is about to do and what He's going to do with the moments that He have with us, you know. So that's what I'm excited about, man, you know.
Amen.
And I'm grateful to get the opportunity to come back and get the show back on the road, man, because, you know, this is the time that we really needed to encourage one another, especially us as men, you know, because, you know, this can slap you in the face, man, and lose all hope, you know. But, yeah, God is still in control. He's still on the throne. He hasn't lost. You know, the grave is still empty. You know, the grave is still empty. You know, He haven't lost no power. So, you know, that's what we just want to do. Everything back in perspective.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, that's what people, you know, no matter what you see here on earth, God ain't lost a step.
No, He's moving. He's moving right now. You know, He's moving right now. And we, you know, we have to be sensitive to the spirit, you know, because, you know, He say He that worship Him must worship in the spirit and truth. So God moves in the spirit, you know. When He moving in the spirit, we got to be attentive to the spirit, because, you know, His way is not our ways, His thoughts not our thoughts. So we just got to be humble, you know, and let the Holy Ghost teach us what the Lord is doing right now, man, you know. And as brothers, we definitely have to keep that in mind, because, you know, he calls us, you know, He calls us the priest of the house. You know, we're the priests. And so by being a priest, we got to be on the same like-minded where He's at. You know, God speaks. When He speaks, you know, we just got to humble. And as humble, just get confirmation and say, okay, Lord, this is what it is. This is what it got to be. So That's what makes it exciting, bro. You know, this is a time that we get to see some great things about to take place, you know. You know, I mean, because, you know, had the day on Zuzu Street was a mighty move of God, you know. God moved mighty, man, and it was a lot
mighty.
Of denominations.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
So
yes,
I think
did.
This was, you know. I think this is
well, you know, we've been crying. We've been crying, actually, if you notice all across the country, I mean, through a lot of different pastors and worship leaders, is that we need a sign. Well, if this ain't a sign, now signs ain't always good and signs ain't always perfect. Nope. But when you cry out for a sign, you better first of all watch what you're looking for. And are you ready to trust the sign that God is still in control and God is still the source of what we need. So you had something on your heart today about not today and not yesterday, but about tomorrow. I want to give you the opportunity to kind of kick it off this evening. I know you had invited a gentleman on the line. What is his name?
His name Elder Hill. His name Elder
Hill.
Elder
Hill, if you're on the line at any time, we'll call your name out a couple more times. Dial 1 so we can know you're on the broadcast and bring you in as we get ready to kind of open the boards and talk. If you know his number, text it to me and when I'll find it as you're ministering and as you're sharing. But, man of God, let the Lord use you. Oh, I see him. I see him already. God bless you, Elder. We will bring you in later. But go ahead and bless us, man of God. I want to pray for you. And stand with you and then allow the Lord to use you, and then we'll come back and collaborate together. Gracious, mighty, spectacular Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you that you haven't lost a step, that you haven't lost a race, you haven't lost a war, you haven't lost anything, that you are in total control. So we worship you now in spirit and in truth. But we say, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one, that you will get the glory, the honor, and the praise. And we will not to be forgiven and forgive, that you can also forgive us. Have your way through this man of God today. Move like never before. Our ears are hearkened, our spirits are ready, and our souls are resting to hear a word straight from you tonight. Have your way. Bless the man of God. Preach like never before. Share like never before. And teach as you've been instructed to teach. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I want to take you to two parts of scriptures. If you can. I'm coming out of John, the 14th chapter, verses 27. Then I'm coming out of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Again, I'm coming from John, the 14th chapter, verses 27, Proverbs, chapter 3, 5 and 6. Amen. And if you're there, we're going to go ahead with the reading. John, the 14th chapter, 27 verse, says, Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world give. I give not as the world giveth. Give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Let's go to Proverbs, Proverbs, the third chapter, verses 5 and 6. I'm just giving a little piece out of it to what I just got from the Lord. And 5 and 6, it says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lead not into thy understanding. Lead not into thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. I talked to the man of God about letting this come back to pass, and I was saying to him, Father, don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry what tomorrow holds. Now, if you're reading, you can go back. And you can go back and read the whole chapter of chapter 3 of Proverbs, and you can go back and read the chapter 14 of John, and you can read the whole scripture if you desire to read that. But in my reading and my understanding, he said that his peace he leave unto you. He gave us peace. He didn't give us no confusion. He didn't give us no halfway faith. He didn't give us little small faith. He gave us big faith. And he's saying the peace he gave to us, to where we can hold that peace and put our family, we can put our family in order, we can put our lives in order, we can put things in perspective. Why? Because he says that the peace I give to you, that the world didn't give. Know that the world is right now is all jacked up and messed up, you know. I mean, you know, man did some things that they should not did. I know that, you know, we get mad. We see things that we're walking down the street. We see folks with these masks on their face. We're looking at a world that we have never seen before. We're looking at things that we never thought would be possible. We're seeing things that in our lifetime we have never seen. We have never seen a whole city on lockdown. We have never seen nothing like that in our day in our life. You know, we have never seen about, we have never experienced curfew. Some of us have even never been into that point where, you know, back in the old days when they, you know, all that slavery and all that stuff, some of us have never seen that. Some of us never even been involved with that. But here's God saying to us as believers, he said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. It's not like the world. His peace that he giving you ways to have the strategies to get out of current situations. He giving you ways to think. He giving you the opportunity to build. He giving you the opportunity to, because he said it in so many ways like this, that you're not the tail, you're the head. You're not a lender. You're not a borrower. You're a lender. You're the head and not the tail. He said, you above, not beneath. He said that the wealth is in your hand. So God's given us an opportunity, strategies to where we can build some things, to where we can take ministry to a higher level. God is doing some stuff in our life to where he's getting us rooted in his word. He wants us to have a true understanding. That's why it seemed like, you know, that we shut down. We shut down to build our relationship with our family, you know. We so often let our kids just go and do all they want to do. We get so caught up with these electronics and things of that nature. Now here's an opportunity that we can show our kids how to live for Christ. Now we can show our kids how to seek God. Now we can show our kids to let God know that God is control. He have all things in his hand. That's nothing too possible. That's nothing too hard for God. God has given us an opportunity to show what true family is. How to love our wives, how to love our kids, how to man up with our sons, how to let our sons see that we're committed to one woman. Let our sons know that we're committed to one thing, to all kind of things. Let our sons know that we don't have to go out and drink, smoke. We don't have to curse. We don't have to fornicate. We're able to show our daughters how to be a daughter, how to have virtue, how to have someone to love with her heart, you know, not to love her for material things. So God's given us strategy to show our families how to become family, how we can really depend on one another. Because God don't want us to depend on nobody right now. You know, we did a thing last night. He says, take no thoughts for tomorrow, you know, for what you're going to eat and what you're going to wear and all these things. You know, that was what we were talking about last night. God always gave us strategy in his word of God. God always going to give us a confirmation. You know, we run around here all scared and I don't know how we got to this point, because he said God hasn't given you a spirit of fear, a love, power, and a sound mind. But yet we are so fearful because we never seen nothing like this. But God's saying, I'm here. God's saying, I left my peace with you. You got the peace with you. You got love. You got joy. You got understanding. You got freedom. You know, you're not bondage. You're not bound. You're not in shackles. You cut loose. There's nothing holding you down. I got you. What are you worrying about for? You my son. You my daughter. I've thought about you. I care about you. No, I'm not telling you to go put a cross your doorpost, because if you got the Holy Ghost, you got the blood. You covered already in the blood. He says no weapon formed against you going to prosper. It may form, but it can't prosper. If God is in you, how could God? No, and this is the thing that I try to understand and I try to grab it. But, you know, like I say, my thoughts is not his thoughts and my ways is not his ways. How could he was able to lay hands on the sick and the sick recover and he never got sick? How was he able to let his hands on lepers, and the unclean, but yet he never got tainted? He never got tainted with anything. He was able to walk on water. He was able to love. Even though that they persecuted, even though that they spit on him, even though that they lied on him, even though that they didn't even want to receive him in so many parts of the world. But yet he still had the love. He still had the agape love. And that's what God is trying to get us to understand. You know, church is not going to be the normal. See, we thought church was just a building. We thought that we supposed to just, you know, I mean, it says submit yourself to authority. You know, you submit yourself to authority that authority that you submit yourself that's ruling up under God. I'm not going to submit myself to authority that's no understanding who God is. No, you're not going to lead me down the road. You're not going to have me jumping over no cliff. You're not going to have me drinking something that's going to poison it. No, you're not going to do that, you know. So I'm gonna submit myself to the authority which is in Christ Jesus. And so God is trying to get us to get back to a sound mind. Whereas the Father was always there for the Son. When the Son had problems, he can come to the Daddy. He didn't have to run out there into the streets. He didn't have to run out to the street and get mugged. He didn't have to go out to the streets to get bamboozled. He didn't have to go out to the streets where he say, okay, well, if you do this for me, then I'll do this for you. God is not that type of God. God is trying to get us to understand this is a time in the season to where we can get our family back together. We cried about, Lord, bring my son home. Lord, bring my daughter home. Lord, make my household right. Lord, give me opportunity to show my wife how much I love her. Give me this opportunity to show family love. Lord, you asked God, you told God you don't want to cheat no more. You told God that you don't want to backbite no more. You told God you don't want to do all these matters of things. Now here's the chance that God is trying to get you, you know, because the whole world is being detoxed. Oh, ha, yes, yes, yes. The whole world is being detoxed because now that by you in the household, it's certain things that you don't do no more. It's certain thoughts that you don't have no more. Why? Because God is able to strip some of these things off of you. You know, before we was running. You know, we was out there running rapidly. You know, couldn't nobody tell us nothing. Man, I'm gangster. I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. But yet here's an opportunity to where you can get yourself back together because, you know, I put it in this terminology. You know, once I was getting high, you know, I was out there going all doing all kind of crazy things, right? But I had to go to a treatment center, you know, and the treatment center that I had to go to. Now, honestly, I have never been to a treatment center, but the treatment center that I had to go to, the treatment center that I went to the household of faith. I went to where somebody was teaching me about God. Somebody told me, you know, go home, shut in. You know, if you shut yourself in for 3 days, you can overcome this addiction. If you stay in the household for 5 days, you can overcome, you know, getting high. You know, a lot of us did crack cocaine. A lot of us smoked marijuana. A lot of us alcohol drinkers. A lot of us pill poppers. You know, we got high codeine. You know, so if we go and stay in our house, you know, the maximum stay in your house for 3 to 4 days, then you kick that sickness. You got rid of that sickness. You know, your body's not craving no more. Why? Because you put your body up under subjection. So you're trying to let the spirit man go full. So that's what God is doing right now. God's getting us into a mind of detox. He want to clean us up. Oh, yes. He want to clean us up because that's a new thing he's about to do. God is about to do a new thing in us. In church, the facility, I call it the sanctuary. The sanctuary ain't going to be same because everybody that's calling on the Lord, they calling on the Lord for one thing. They want the Lord to stop corona. They want him to stop the coronavirus. That's all they're asking for. They're not asking to get folks saved. They're not asking for God to heal the mind. They're not asking God to heal the land. They're just crying out. You know, I know the saints crying out that God will heal the land and restore things back to order. Yeah, to his order. And so this is what God's saying. You know, God's saying, you know, he's saying, peace I leave with you. God, he didn't say he didn't leave no curse. He said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you is not like not as the world give, as the world give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. That's powerful. That's some powerful stuff. And like I said, you can read 14 and already through, but these are the little key things that I got out of the word that God gave me that I want to share to the brothers. Because now we fold it. We don't need to fold right now. I understand you don't have a job, but this is an opportunity to get creative. Come on, my brother. It's time for you to get creative. It's time for you to get out of the ways that you was thinking. It's time for you to get an understanding that God has the best interest for you. All you got to do is humble yourself. God, you know, God is a master. He's a master. I mean, for him to take the world and put it together like he did it, for him to build a world, and, you know, you go into Genesis, how he put the stars, how he made the water, how he made the firmament, how he made the stars in the sky, how he made the grass, how he made animals. I mean, God is a great architect. God is a great mind. He got a great mind. For someone to put things together like this, he's a great architect. God is a master. He's a master in what he do. And so all I'm saying is we got to take this opportunity. We got to take this opportunity and put it in because God want to do something great with us. See, we kept worrying about the world system. That's why he said he said about this world system. That's why he talked about the peace. That's why he talked about don't let your mind get all out of control. Because, see, we're thinking about the world system. But if we think about his system, and he says that, and Proverbs, this is what really got me. He said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lead not into your own understanding. See, that's what we have to do. We got to trust in the Lord. I know it's looked bad. I know the situation looked bad. Man, I work in a hospital. I was going to the store with my wife today. And I seen the line that they got set up in Walmart. Right in that very moment, I almost cried out, Father, why did it have to be like this? But yet I had to hold my peace. Why? Because I don't know his way. I don't know his thoughts. But all I have to do is just I got to humble myself and figure and understand what he's trying to do. How do I understand what he's trying to do? That means I have to humble. I have to go to God and ask God, okay, Lord, well, if it be, just like he said it on the cross. Like he said in Gethsemane, you know, he went to God and pleaded him. Say, Lord, take this cup of pass from me. Take this cup away from me. Lord, take this cup away from me. He asked three times, but he came to his sister. He came to his understanding. He came to his son. Well, if it be thy will, then let it come to pass. If it be thy will, let it come to pass. If this is the Lord's will, let it come to pass. Because greater things going to come up out of this. Greater things going to come up out of this. Your son going to learn how to respect you. Your son going to know how to love you. Your son going to learn how to be a creative. You going to be able to come out of this thing to build family. Corporations going to build out. Corporations about to be exploded out of you. Your family. You just don't have families just to have family. Your family. Your brothers and sisters. Your nieces and nephews, y'all finna be able to come creative. Y'all about to come together and build that dynasty. Y'all about to come together and build what Bill Gates and all them. But you're going to be bigger than Bill Gates. Why? Because you come together as a family. You come together with one like-minded. You come together having the same thoughts, not being greedy, but you come together to build something. You come together to build something, to build the wealth. Why? So you can be able to bless somebody. That's what God's doing. God is able to bless you. You know, you got to understand something. If you didn't get killed when you was out there getting high, you didn't catch AIDS. You didn't catch no amount of disease. You didn't get poisoned. You didn't OD. You didn't spend the rest of your life in prison. I don't care how many times you got shot. You didn't die. It wasn't your time. It wasn't your season. I don't care what folks they predicting, talking about all these people's going to die. They not God. That's the devil on TV. That's a prophet. That's a false prophet. That prophet's on TV. All they talk about all day is this matter of disease. But God said he's greater than the disease. God said he's greater than man. God said he's greater than any man. God said he got the keys in his hand. God got the vaccine, but yet we still got to trust in the Lord. He said, trust in the Lord. He said, trust in the Lord. Lead not into thy own understanding. He said, in all of our ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. If we acknowledge God while we're in this point of detox, while we're in this point of fasting, you know, because we fasting and praying, you know, we're getting closer to our Messiah. We're getting closer to God because, see, the end is near, and we don't want to mess up. We don't want to mess up and find ourselves in hell. We served God for 20 years. We served God for 30 years, and all of a sudden we want to trip up and get kicked out. No. The devil is a lie. So I hear in my heart, and I want to share this with my brothers. I want to share this ministry like it's supposed to be doing. You know, it was Palm Sunday, you know, and it was a shame that we couldn't do Palm Sunday. You know, folks, you know, because we was caught in tradition. So we didn't know what to do. You know, we was caught in tradition. We didn't, just like the, today, you know, they caught up in tradition to where there's a lot of churches can't even get on Facebook. It's a lot of churches can't get on social media. It's a lot of folks here, they can't reach out to their congregation. They can't reach out to their congregation because, first of all, they didn't want to take heed. They want to call everything the devil. It's not the devil. It's the way it depends on how you use it. If you use it to what God instructs you how to use it, then it's not of the devil. See, we take things and say, oh, that's the devil. That's the devil. No, the devil can't. The devil don't have more power than God. He don't have that kind of power. But if we use it in right perspective, if we let the Holy Ghost guide us, if we let God teach us, if we let God show us how to do this kind of thing, then we won't have no incidentism. We'd be righteous. We'd be righteous. Why? Because we're letting God lead us. We're letting God lead us. And so this is what he's saying to us. He's saying, you know, and I know I jumped to the Old Testament, and all. I know a lot of people giving us they talking about putting blood on the door, and if my people were humble, you know, and sometimes we gotta be careful, because if God ain't speaking, we can quote scripture. Everybody know the Bible, you know. Everybody know that the devil know the Bible. He know the Bible better than us. Why? Because he was there in the beginning. He was there in the beginning when everything was put together. Don't you remember when God called him? He said, "What? Where you been?" He said, "I've been to and for Lucifer." Lucifer. He asked a question. He said, "Where you been?" He said, "I've been to and for roaming the earth, looking to who I can devour." That means that he was there in the first grade. Don't you know that he was a great angel? Don't you know he had pipes and horns? Don't you know he was playing the instruments? Don't you know that he was in heaven with God? He was one of God's greatest angels. So that means that he knows the book from beginning to end. So we got to not get caught up in the world system. We can't keep getting caught up in this system. We gotta, you know, we don't got no blabbing message. No, we got the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Did you think God didn't know about this coronavirus? You think God didn't know about AIDS? You think God didn't know about, they had this one disease, that time you can get it from mosquitoes. You know, and we just got to hold on. This is an opportunity for us as brothers. This is an opportunity for us to enhance. This is an opportunity where we can do things in perspective, where you can take your agenda off the table. Get your agenda off the table. You know, God says in so many ways, he said, we don't go out. You know, he said, we don't go. We stay. We hover. We get everything into us, and now we got everything. We got all this word. We got all this anointing. We got all this, and we got all this, and we got a, and the world out there dying. He said, if I was hungry, I wouldn't tell you. That's kind of crazy. That hurts my feelings. How you gonna tell me if you hungry, you wouldn't tell me? That means what you trying to say, you know. And this is my own way of thinking. But I don't want my God to say if I was hungry, I would not tell you. I want my Lord to say if I'm hungry, he can depend on me to come and get a piece of meat. He can come to get a piece of fish. He can come and get some bread. I can take him out to eat. I don't have to, when I take him out to eat, I don't say you owe me. No, I don't want my God to say that. And so, you know, this is powerful. You know, and he said, you know, I want to pump this here, because he said, peace I have, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you is not as the world give. Not as the world give. You know, I give unto you, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You know, and that's where we at, brothers. That's where we at. That's where we got to get to. We got to get things in perspective. I know it looks horrible. I know it looks like, man, it looks, you know, we never seen the end of time. No, everybody say it looks like the end. It looks like the end. We don't know what the end looked like. I mean, yeah, he tells us in the scripture how the Bible, how the end gonna come, but we never seen like the end. Oh, everybody's talking about this the end. This the end. This the end of humanity. This the end. This the end. Well, my Bible didn't say this the end. My Bible said before the end comes, he said every knee and every tongue gonna confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He said this word got to be preached all over the world. Don't you know as people haven't received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? Don't you know people haven't even know who God is yet? It's the folks that they don't have with all. They don't have the things that we have. We in America, we got everything we want. But yet the churches are closed up. Now we confused. We got to understand we are the church. The Bible says, he said he wrote his laws. He put it on your heart. He wrote it on your heart. It's already in your spirit, man. Your spirit man knows. He knows. Why? Because if you allow the spirit man come forward, the spirit man can read the word of God. Well, it can't be a mystery. So we just got to understand. I know it seemed hard. I know it seemed difficult. I know it seemed like everything just going buck wild. Because there's some things that we never seen before. Man, I'll be 53 coming up in a couple more months. I was in prison. I've seen prison lockdown like that, where you lock down and you can't go nowhere. Yeah, I was in a hole for 90 days, for 6 months. Yeah, I was in a hole where you just stuck in your cell. You know, you got to get fed. You know, you can't go on the ground. You just stuck in one cell. You stuck in the cell 24 hours a day. You can't go nowhere. They don't even let you go outside. Because you on when the joint is locked down, it's no movement. Can't nobody go nowhere. You can't even get no visitors.
See, that was part of my notes. That was part of my notes. Something like, you ain't never seen nothing like this before. I've experienced something like this before. My God. We think we got it bad. Wait, we think we got it bad out here, my brother. Think about these men in prison right now. They on 24.
24/7. Can't go nowhere.
They ain't even get no yard time right now. Come on now, we're going deeper there. But you've never seen that like this before. I've experienced something like this before. Now to see it in the world, it's pretty dynamic. You hit some key points.
Yes,
you hit some very key points tonight. And
yes, sir.
I just love the fact of the fear factor. I don't need blood on my pulse. If Jesus Christ is Lord and Lord of Lords, is the King of Kings. Like, you know, even when the Kanye thing was all lit up, Jesus is King. No, Jesus is King of Kings. You can't water down Jesus. And right now, a lot of us, and I'm not pointing fingers because I deal with my own, but you still see it. There's a lot of people that are watering down Jesus instead of strengthening him. And then something else you said about those that said that call stuff the devil, that didn't take opportunity to get involved in it. Now they can't go live with their congregation. Their congregations are going to other churches because they're live and stuff like that. You know, that's where we need to leave out of here more equipped as believers and willing to share all these things we've learned with those that didn't make it. Okay, I hope you're listening out there. You say, I'm not computer savvy. I'm not internet savvy. I don't know how to do Facebook. Get in touch with me. We got a class, and we'll get you up to par in no time. Another thing, and I'm going to bring it back to you on this one, but another thing when you were talking about family, you know, at the first kick of this, the first, like, 3 weeks of it, the statistics were of marriages being going to be more divorces. But look at God. That number has changed.
Come on.
See, by being secluded together, you're remembering what you really like about each other. By being secluded together, you're learning how to deal with each other. And not being able to go to your boo's house, that goes for either one. That goes for a male side piece or female side piece. For you not to be able to go there, now God is forcing you to get back to your first love. Marriages will be healed in this time. Families will be stronger. I like when you said that billionaires are going to be birthed out of this by team collaborations of families coming together saying, well, you know, God been telling me to leave that job for 5 years and I didn't have enough. Now I ain't got no choice. Yes, you do. You have a choice to say, yes, you're going to do better. And yes, you're going to now go hard in this time. If you're wasting your time worried about yesterday and worried about the stuff that's going on out there, or how it's going to end, look, or the conspiracy theories, it is what it is. Our government,
sir.
I'm a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and I know what our government can do.
Yes, sir.
They This is nothing new that they could have shut country. They did it at 9/11, but that was more looking on a terrorist basis. We just went for it because we thought it was to save us. Yeah, they did the same thing in 9/11. They shut this place down where you couldn't even get a bottle of water in or out this country. So they've done it before, and I know what our government can do, but they're going to do what they do. What are we going to do as believers to stand stronger, come out of this better? Don't think this is a one-time deal and we come out of here, look at that miracle. No, this is a sign, and this is a wonder that we need to be conscious of. Is it you don't know the day, the hour, the time, when, or whatever, but if you pay attention to the word of God and the fulfillment of the word of God, we are in the last days. Now, what day is it going to be? I don't know. I believe I'm still going to make 120, Pastor Dwayne. I believe I'm going to preach till I'm 120 and retire the last 30 watching y'all preach. I believe that. I still believe that. But in all of that, what am I going to do right now to be stronger in the Lord, as you said, by trusting in him with all my heart, by leaning not on my own understanding, and then acknowledge him in all my ways? That means no matter what I'm doing, no matter what I'm going through, no matter what situation comes up, no matter what epidemic, pandemic, or disease, you know, when it first came out, I put the list up there from 2000. 1999, the computers was going to kill us. They was going to come to life and kill us. Or everything was going to shut down and you was going to get new credit. They lied about that one. Then we had Ebola. Then we had souls. We've always had a lot of stuff. But right now, it's right in our faces. These same diseases that you've heard of before, they just got over here now. But they've been over there in China before. They've been over there in Korea before. Malaria was worse than anything. I remember when I was in the Marine Corps, you had to take a malaria pill not to get it. It got sicker than if you would have got malaria. Somebody said to me, well, you know, they trying to identify us. You know what? I would not second guess our government that I have an implant in me that will tell them where I am, what I'm doing at any time, because I was a veteran of the military. When you get in the military, you get about 150 shots.
My God.
It's a long line, about a mile long, and you go through here, they just shoot you up. Boop, 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 boop. You not thinking about that, but now this day I think about it, I guarantee I probably got a chip already. Because I belong to the government, see? So we got to look at a lot of different things like that, but it still doesn't matter.
Yes, sir.
I'm not going to get some magnet and run across my arm or down my back and see if I find anything. It is what it is. But I know one thing. I will serve the Lord, my brother.
That's it. Serve the Lord with your whole heart. That's it. You know?
And here's a good point. And here's a good point, because I'm going to let you get on this part right here. Because for a long time we've been saying, and I can't let this go, so every day you're probably going to hear me say something about it. We have used the excuse for so long as believers is that, oh, baby, I'm just working on me. I'm staying out of everybody else's way. That's over. That's over. That's over. That's over. It's time for us to work together.
Come on.
Now, that doesn't take you away from doing your own study and your own worship and doing what you need to do to stay in line with God, but you have to get up out of you and come on over here and work with me, and let me get up out of me and come over there and work with you, and let us build each other, that we can build others, that we stop sitting around and get caught with our pants hanging down. Come from where? You've been hearing them talk about this for 6 months, and now that it's here, everybody running around here with a chicken with their head cut off.
Come on.
So we need to be stronger in this hour. We need to be more wiser in this hour. We need a greater understanding in this hour, because people are watching you. They watching you how you gonna act when you can't go to the church on Sunday. They watching you. I guarantee you, even though people getting watched online, that's from other people. Members of church are still not following.
Come on.
They're still not supporting.
Nope.
People still got jobs and aren't tithing right now. Come on now. Wait a minute. Hold on. You don't tithe to man. You tithe to God. God is who blessed me.
Yes, sir.
So that's where those are the points we have to look at. We shouldn't have to be told, hey, you don't pay your tithes, you're in the midst of trouble. That's just something I do.
Nope. Something you do.
That's part of life. That's off
yes,
the top.
Sir. Yes, sir.
And so what are we doing to stay consistent, my brother? Mm-hmm. I mean, my sisters out there, I know I want you guys to hear us. Because I repent. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He put that on me. We kind of made it a general show after a while. Man up, you know, woman up. We take it man up back. Let us brothers get on here and really talk some real talk and leave here different. And if you hang up, you hang up. If you don't, you stick it around because you want to go better and you want to be a part of better. And we're going to allow every brother to be a part of it. And to message us with topics, message us with things we need to talk about. Let's get back to Man Up, the movement. When? Now. Amen. I had to get that. You had birthed the fire in me, so I had to get that out of there. I want to return it back to you and allow you to bring in your brother, your elder in, and let you guys communicate a little bit, and then I'll come on in. Go ahead and introduce us now. I'm going to go ahead and open his line right now. Welcome to Man Up the Movement, Elder. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Just enjoyed your and Elder Collins, Pastor Collins, conversation and topic thus far. How about yourself?
Man, I'm great. I'm blessed, truly blessed, truly blessed. Well, go ahead, Pastor Collins. I'll let you guys chop it up a little bit. I'll come back in. We'll open the lines up and get some other thoughts and questions in.
Okay, well, I'm gonna do this here, and then I'm gonna turn it to your hand, Elder. You know, I just want to leave this one verse again, and I'm gonna get out the way because I know that we both have something to talk to the brothers. And I know God has put something on your heart, and so I'm gonna jump over real quick to Ephesians, the sixth chapter, verses 13, which is, you know, I just got this out of the air. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil days, having did all stand. So that's where we at right now. Even though that we can't see this virus, even though that we can't see this thing, even though this thing's moving rapidly, it's kicking people out and all that there, but God can see it. We may can't see it with the natural eyes, but God can see it. He said, let me repeat it. Wherefore, take up unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil days. Heaven did this all stand. That's where we at right now. We just got to stand on God. Don't get weary. Don't let the enemy shake you. Don't let the enemy talk bad. Don't let the enemy do this. Because if we stand on God, God's name is above the corona. God's name is above any disease. God's name is above any principality. We have to believe that. If we are born again, and we are real saints of God, we got to believe that. God says that nothing can harm you. There's nothing can harm you. If he got you, if you got the Holy Ghost, if God got the seal, if God is in you, God says nothing. I don't care. He said, can nothing touch you. If I don't allow it, it can't happen. So go ahead, Elder Hill. I'm so grateful that you're joining us, my brother. This is one of the brothers that we bumped heads before. We both, you know, started our own ministry. We both had our own thing, you know, and God has took a chance to put us back together. You know, we're back together. And we're seeking the Lord. We're working back together. So I asked the brother to come and join us tonight, you know, and so I'm going to let him come forth and hear what he has to say. And as we get done with that, Pastor E, we'll open up the lines, and if anybody got questions or anybody need prayer or anything like that, then we can go forth. Amen?
Amen. Excellent.
Amen. Well, I greet you all that's listening, the host, Pastor Collins. I greet you all in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. You know, primarily my thought concerning a lot of the things that we, especially this time that we're dealing in now, you know, we can look at it from different angles. My personal thought on the times that we're living in now is that God is actually using this as a time of examination, whether and it's on several fronts. If you would look at just America as a whole, I believe it's the term I will coin for it is actually a reset. He's given us an opportunity to reset some things. I believe even in the American church that it is a time of evaluation and examination, really examining the course that we're on. This was really, I believe, prime time for the church to really be the voice to a lot of bewildered souls that might be searching for answers in the midst of this. Obviously, as you were saying earlier, America is not used to a pandemic of this proportion. In fact, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, and I wasn't born when this happened, but the last time that America has seen a major crisis of this magnitude was the Cuban Missile Crisis, if I'm not mistaken. I would say that would be something that really set the country itself on alarm. So as far as it, you know, being a reset button, again, as both of you were speaking earlier, it gives the it gives us an opportunity to get back to traditional values, rebuilding, restructuring, or structuring, for that matter, the family unit. We know that the church was founded off the family. And that's a critical piece to the church. That's a critical piece to the kingdom of God, was family. So that's one thing that really can really be, that should be a focal point for Americans, really, is to restructure and rebuild family. Get rid of these smartphones. You know, there's been a lot of campaigns on TV and commercials about putting your cell phones in your little basket while you're at the table, you know, which is something that Americans don't, for the most part, and it's not everybody, but we've drastically gotten away from that valuable time right there. With that. But even with the church, just jumping back to the church, I think it really gives us an opportunity to evaluate the course that we're on. This is a learning curve, and it really puts us in a position where we ought to really take heed to our place and our position in the world. So I'm grateful that I do have a pastor that is solid, and he really teaches truth, and not just teach it, but he lives it, you know. And if we're not at a point in our lives as Christians where we're not actually walking in Psalm 91, if we're not living these scriptures right now, you know, it's cause for us to really step back and take a look at what we really believe, because this is the time that we really should look inward and examine ourselves and make sure that we are a model and example of Jesus right now, because the world is watching. You're absolutely right. The world is watching. It's looking at us, and it's looking at Christians primarily, you know, because we preach a good game. We preach Jesus will heal. We preach Jesus is the deliverer. We preach God is love, and we preach all this, and now is the time that we have to walk it out, you know, and we have to stand in faith. You know, we have to stand in faith. That's, of course, if you believe what you read. So, and that's the point. That's the place, I think, where we're at And God has given us, again, he's given us an opportunity to really just focus and look at our course as a church, as the American church. So with that, I'll turn it back over into the hands of the host.
Amen, amen. You were well in the confines of what God was doing, and I bless you. The agreement is sound, and that's what we need as brothers is to, you know, even though you don't sound anything like me and I don't sound anything like you or Pastor Dwayne or other brothers that will come, but we have the same sound because we're talking about the same God and talking about the same salvation and talking about the same life that we can have out there. That one person out there, you listen to all we're saying, it sounds like we have it all together. Well, we don't, but we're working towards getting it together, and every day is a challenge to stay focused on God. But don't give up on you. This is available to you too. That's why we decree it here on Man Up that we are no longer operating in a double mind. The Bible says that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. We're operating in the Christ characteristics that dwell in us. It says, Paul even said, he said, no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Yes, I'm the head and not the tail. Take your position. I'm the lender and not the borrower. Stop asking. I'm called according to my purpose. Do what you have passion to do. Don't do what you see me do. Don't do what you see other people do. Do what you have a passion to do, because it's the God in you through Jesus Christ. The Bible says that he redeemed you to himself, my God, through Christ. Read 2 Corinthians chapter 5. You'll see that redemption ministry being birthed in you. But now you are, Christ even said, a brother. Then he said, let me take it to another level. If you follow my commandments, you are a friend. He said, because a servant doesn't know, he don't know the secrets of the Father. He said, but a friend, my God, a friend knows the inner things of God. Is he your friend today? He can be. All you have to do is follow his word and man up tonight. It's man up type. It's man up time. It's man up time. Yeah, y'all lit that one. I had to let that go. It's man up time. Let's do this thing. I want to take the opportunity to open up the lines for anybody out there. You got a question, comment, prayer request, shout out, just a pat on the back for Pastor Dwayne for getting it started. You can always tell when the speaker is always a fire lighter, because now you see those of us that come along with him are lit with the fire also. Amen. You ladies, come on in too. You know the brothers ain't dialing. They still holding back. Come on in, ladies. Get involved. Speak to Pastor Dwayne tonight. I will throw my team under the bus because you guys, well, she dialed one before I got a chance to. Minister Terry, welcome. She dialed one before I got a chance to get her. But
you don't have to throw me under the bus, family. All glory be to God. Because I tell you, I was listening to you, mighty men of God and on fire, because this is a word we all need to hear now. Pastor Dwayne, you came with the scriptures. It's at peace, the peace he gives us, my God. And I was saying, too, trust in the Lord with all your heart, because I know only through his word and knowing him and this relationship with him that through this, I'm okay.
Yes, Lord.
I'm okay.
Yes, Lord.
And I have to stay okay, grounded, and anchored in Jesus so I can share that with everybody else that's becoming anchored. Relax, because I tell them everything is in the will of God. He's in control when you believe and trust in him. But, yeah, I'm going to follow authority. I'm going to put on my mask and gloves because I'm going to go by the law that he has appointed. But I heard one of the other pastors come on, and he said, this is a time for all of us to reflect back and do some self-examining within us.
Well,
where are we? Yes, where are we
with
him in our relationship with him? This time, this social distancing, self-isolation, it's time to just get into his word. And like you said, this is not the time for us to fold up. This is the time for us to get, this is my time, I'm saying too, that I can know more of him so we can all be together, as Pastor E was saying, as a church, one church. And then, like they said, some of the churches not even equipped right now to come out and get to the people because they don't have internet. So this is something we have to do. And people are saying they can't get to the building. Some of them don't think they have to give their officers a tithe.
That's right.
They don't have electronics. You can send them electronically. I had to ask one family member, and they're, you know, over the church. You don't have that in place. You think somebody going around and they got masks and gloves, they're not going to go around and pick up no envelope. And
yep.
The people ain't going to have it ready. I'm just real, you know.
Oh, Jesus.
Sometimes, you know, he told us to stay in the spirit, and I told the Lord this, I pray, keep me in the spirit, because the flesh going to be anxious. But when you stay in the spirit, you'll be calm. Oh, yeah, peace. Only through him.
Yes, 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 yes.
God bless you all, family. This is a needed word, you know. A needed word. Glory be to God.
Go back to this right there real quick.
Amen.
Okay, so you this is just real quick. You know, it's interesting you made the observation about the tithe. And the thing about the tithe is that's a heart issue. And that's one of those other things that we need to really examine ourselves about. Because if we really honor God and obey God, we have to understand that we are releasing in faith our substance in gratitude to him for what he's done. We're not per se given to the pastor. We're given to the kingdom of God so others can be saved. And so what we have is not ours. In fact, all of it is God's, you know.
Yes.
God
yes.
allows
yes.
us to keep 90% of it. You see?
Yes.
That's how gracious he is, you know. So
that's right. That's
those
right.
are the things
Thank
that
you.
We really need to be mindful of because, you know, integrity is what you do while you're out of sight. You know, that's what I was told, you know, one of those things about integrity, and that even boils down to your finances, you know.
Right.
Just because, you know, that part is physically closed, that doesn't mean that absolves you of sowing the seed.
Well, come on, that's right. And then, you know, I'll tell you, I can say this honestly with the members of P2P, the Now Network, and now the Now Church California, is they know the work we do. We do it. The stuff we do is for the people who ain't got nothing no way. So this pandemic didn't change our geographics, or this pandemic didn't change the folks that's still out there homeless. This didn't change the people out there that don't know what that their minds are all over the place. And now this, where they're being hoarded in the buildings that were on shutdown. Oh my God! Concentration camps are being put together in your cities, and you don't even know it. They are hoarding people up to die. Let me get out of here and say he know too much. I'm telling you, I'm going to watch. I'm going to look around. I go because I'm out there, you know, and I still go drop off food. As a matter of fact, we got boxing lunches tomorrow. If you are in the Los Angeles area, come to the P2P, the Now Church, California. We got lunches, two meals in a bag for anybody to come out, your kids and you. We'll feed you all. But we going out dropping boxes off, and it's like, where they at? Man, they came through last night with a bus and took about 100. Huh? Go to another spot. Man, where everybody at? Man, they coming bus after bus, taking them out. Where they going? Oh, yeah, some stuff out there in your streets. If you ain't out in the streets, you don't know what's going on. My God. I hope they didn't hear me. I don't care if they heard me or not. Yeah, I'm still out there. But there are things happening out there. They put you at home for a reason. They put you on punishment for a reason. Don't you remember mommy and daddy put you on punishment? They could change the locks and go talk to the teacher. And they could. But by the time you come on punishment, well, I don't know about your parents, but when I come on punishment, my whole world will change. My daddy done went to all the homies and told them, don't stay away from my son. He done went to all the dope dealers and said, you bet not deal with him no more. He done went to my classes and said, I want to know when he leave class. I want to know if he ain't there. When I come out of punishment, my whole life to change.
Whoa, that's right. And that's exactly what God does. When he gets the whole day, he changes it all and he shuts it down.
Yes. That's
awesome.
So let's use this shutdown as a growing time and a elevating time. Come on, let's give some other anybody else out there, go ahead and dial one. If you are on the network team and I see your number, you know I am going to put you in the bus, not under the bus. Under the bus. Now, I know she's always waiting for me to dial one for her. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, welcome to Man Up the Movement. What's up, Baton Rouge?
What's up, man of God? What's up?
I'm blessed, my sister.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you. And good evening.
Good evening,
Pastor Dwayne Collins.
Yes, ma'am. How are we doing, Baton Rouge?
I'm blessed on purpose.
That's what I'm talking about.
And how's the other pastor doing? What's his name? Elder who?
Hughes.
How are you tonight? Elder Hughes, how are you?
I'm well. Pleasure to meet you.
Okay,
y'all
hold on. That was confusing to me. That was confusing to me. Elder, tell me your last name once again.
Elder Hughes.
Hill.
Yes, Hill. Okay.
Okay.
Where did the Hughes come from, Pastor Dwayne?
He's been butchering my name for a while now. I just but it's Hill.
Okay, all right. You've been redeemed, Elder Hill.
Bless you.
You three awesome men of God have truly, truly blessed me tonight.
Amen.
I've been truly blessed. Praise the Lord. And I thank God that I know who I am, whom I am, and who I am.
That's right. That's right.
I am serving a God that's more than enough.
That's right.
Because I know who my God is. My God is bigger than any coronavirus.
Come on. That's right. That's right.
My God is bigger than cancer.
Yes.
My God is bigger than diabetes.
Yes, Lord.
My God is bigger.
Yes, Lord.
I say he's bigger.
Yes.
I'm serving a big God that who has the whole world in his hands.
Yes.
Oh,
mighty.
Yes.
Coronavirus can't stop me, knock me, or block me.
Come on.
Yes,
I say coronavirus can't knock me, stop me, or block me. I am a true woman of God. I'm a woman of integrity. I am a warrior of Christ. Oh, hallelujah. And Pastor Collins, I thank God for you, man of God. When
yes,
you came
ma'am.
To John, the 14th chapter, verses 27, I love it. That's one of my verses also. My peace I leave with you. That's Jesus speaking. It's in red letters.
That come on.
My
that's
peace
my chap-
I leave with you. My peace I give it to you. Jesus giving us peace that the world can't give us and the world can't take it away. You know why? Because the world needs peace themselves. The world don't have no peace.
No, they don't.
Jesus is our peace. He gives us peace that surpasses all understanding. I know he's my peace.
Right now,
I got peace when I went to bed last night. I got peace when I woke up this morning. And I'm got peace all in me, all on me, all over me. Peace.
My God.
Peace. Jesus is my peace.
Yes, Lord.
You really brought something. Now, then you went over to Proverbs 3. You talked about trust in the Lord.
My
trust
God.
In who? Trust in the Lord.
My God.
We can't trust in God not during this coronavirus. Who are we going to trust in? Who are we going to trust? I trust God with all of my heart, my soul, my mind, and my strength.
Yes, Lord.
Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. And
yes,
lean
Lord.
Not into your own understanding. Trust God. That's an awesome scripture. Trust him.
Trust
are you
him.
Going to trust him or not? Are you going to let this coronavirus take you out? No. Don't do it. Let's band together. Mm-hmm. Come together. Bind together. The
yes, Lord.
Say, bind us with love, Lord. Bind us together with love. With cords that cannot be broken. Oh, I'm excited tonight.
My God.
I'm excited about what God is doing in my life. I'm excited. Forget the coronavirus. I'm not afraid. I'm not fearful. He said, I didn't give you the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. My
yes,
mind
Lord.
Is sound. There's nothing wrong with my mind. I have the mind of Christ.
Hey, hallelujah.
Yes. Oh, glory
yes,
to your name, Jesus.
Because
yes,
you know who's going to fix it.
Yes, Lord.
Y'all remember, y'all, I know y'all going to take y'all back. I'm going to take y'all back. I'm going to take y'all back for a minute.
Yes.
You remember that song, Trouble in My Way?
Yes.
I have
Trouble
to cry sometimes. Trouble in my way. I have
yes,
to cry sometimes.
Yes.
I lay awake at night. But
all
that's
right.
All right. Jesus,
what
fixed it? Oh, come on, tell
Jesus,
me, say,
Jesus,
oh,
Jesus,
we fixed it.
After a while, fix it, Jesus.
That boy said,
let me
I stepped in the first.
Yes, Minister Terry said something about the anchor being anchor. Guess what? That song came to me. I'm anchor in the Lord.
My soul
being anchor in God.
Yes.
I am anchor, hallelujah. You need
you
to
know,
pray that man of God, that song. Let's go, boss. Shut down about shot.
A pardon thought on my behalf. I was at work a couple of days ago, and the Lord here ran a thought across me, and he said, will you walk in faith or will you be led by facts?
Yes.
Will you walk in faith or will you be led by facts?
Oh, Jesus.
My God.
Yes.
Well, facts don't make sense to faith. Facts don't make sense to faith, and neither does faith make sense to facts. They're in rebellion to one another. And we got to choose who we serve this day. And I'm blessed tonight. I'm blessed tonight. Bless you, woman of God. God bless you. God bless you.
Bless you.
Come on. Anybody else out there, dial one. We got area code 860, last four, 8002. You're live on Man Up the Movement with myself, Pastor Dwayne, and Elder Hill.
Ah,
oh, no,
God.
No, I'm sorry,
praise
Elder Hill. No,
praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord.
What's up, woman of God?
Hey, how you doing? How's everybody doing?
You gotta ask me.
I'm here listening.
Like Mother said, we blessed on purpose.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We don't have a choice but to be blessed because we the blessed one lives on the inside of us.
That's
yes,
on the inside of us, so we don't have no choice. No option, no other option. We are blessed. And I just thank and praise God that not only am I blessed, but I'm blessed to be a blessing. We are blessed to be a blessing, you know.
Yes, Lord.
And I thank God just to be a blessed. I'm blessed to be on this line with you all. And you are blessed to have me on this line with you all.
Yes, we are.
Thing.
We are blessed. We are
that's
all blessed to be
thing.
Here together.
All blessed to be here together.
It's such a time
and
as this.
Yes.
Because it could have been me.
Yes.
Come on.
Could be getting on this line and say, I'm grieving over Pastor Lori, over Prophetess Lori. I'm grieving over Prophet Woods. No, we are here.
We made it.
We are here, and we better be thankful to God.
I am thankful to God.
I just lost my uncle 2 days ago. Thankful to God, blessed to this coronavirus. We're thankful to God. Could have been me.
Yes, Lord.
My God.
I thank God for being here and you hearing my voice.
Yes, Lord.
I'm hearing your voices.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I don't have anything else to say. It's thank you, Jesus.
Ain't gonna preach together this Friday. Y'all better be ready. As a matter of fact, I think almost everybody is on here tonight. I'm gonna send a message out Wednesday at 6:30 my time, 8:30 Central, 9:30 on the East Coast. We're gonna do a test Zoom meeting. I'll send that information out to everybody. But now that you can hear it out of
Amen.
My voice, when I send that message to you, it's so we can go through a test run. So on Friday night, there's no hiccups. The word is gonna go forth. and we're about to break records.
Thank you, Lord.
And that record is one. If we can reach one.
Amen.
If we
Amen.
One, we did. We broke the record. So yeah, I think we're gonna surpass all the numbers that other people may think. But if we could just reach the one, I am so grateful. If you're just getting connected with us, yes, this Friday night on the Now Network, Now Church California, and
Lord.
Our partners throughout the United States, we will be ministering on Friday
Thank
night,
you,
Good Friday, the last seven sayings of Jesus Christ. Oh, we got a lineup out of this world. We're going to lead it off with Evangelist Virginia is going to tell us a story and to summate it. Then we have Prophetess Lisa, Minister Terry, Pastor Valoris, Pastor Dwayne, Minister Charlene, Prophetess Lori, and Prophet Dwayne, and then myself bringing it on home. We're going to have a great time this Friday night. I'm excited.
Thank
I wish it was
Lord.
Right now. But we are going to have a great time. I'm going to tell you guys to be looking out for that notice and that message from me about a Wednesday night tester. After a Living Word with Pastor Brenda, we'll do a test run and make sure everything is linked in and everybody knows how to get Zoom. Or if you're just going to speak through Blog Talk, that I know I need to unmute my other phone and stuff like that. So had to get that in there while we had a minute. Bless you, woman of God. Great work you're doing up there in Connecticut. I pray for you because you at a disadvantage that I'm not. You got that cold weather to deal with, and even when it rain out here, I'm still warm. So we praying that some of this come your way.
Yes,
ask Pastor Valoris. She be like, no, Pastor, you'll come to Wisconsin after July. June, July. That's it. Oh Lord, oh Jesus! You get up there, get stuck. You can't get home. So we want to bless the Lord for you, and I want to pray for you before I let
Thank
this
you.
Part go. Now I need our covenant partners to link, because when I call you covenant, that means family. That means I'm in the gap. Now I've known the situation. I've seen the post and things like that. So I've been praying for your family, but I want to verbally speak into your life right now, because you are the foundation. You are the rock. You are the shoulder. You are the strength in your family right now.
Yes,
and
Lord.
For everything that's being pulled out of you, we need to deposit back into you. So
thank
we
you,
say
God.
Thank you, Heavenly Father God, for the calling that you have on the woman of God's life. We thank you for the anointing
thank
that's already set on her, and we thank you that she would never ask, but Lord, we thank you for our own willingness to support her, to stand in
thank
the gap
you,
for her, and to make sure she is covered. Lord, we pray right
thank
now
you,
in the mighty name of Jesus that she is strengthened, Lord, for every prayer that she's prayed, for every word of encouragement that she's given, for every story she's listened to, that Lord, she is now refilled of the emotional area that she's had to block, that she's refilled in all the areas she couldn't let go. Let her release now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let her not have to be the rock. Let her not have to be the back. Let her not have to be the one to go to. Let us hold her. Let us caress her. Let us pray for her. Let us love on her right now, because there's greater days to come in her life. There's bigger mountains. There's bigger obstacles coming. But with us, with her, and with you, she can do all things. So we thank you, Heavenly Father God, that as we die to self, you live in her. That as we step in the gap, there's no empty room to get to her. That as we guard her, as we protect her, as we stand with her right now, we all take on the full armor of God. We will not be defeated. We will not be killed. We will not be cursed. We will not die. But we will live right now because of faith, and our faith in you, that because of you, we can do all things. Because of you, we have already conquered. Because of you, we've already won. So now we're in the winning room right now saying thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for your glory. Thank you for your love.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you for your presence, Heavenly Father God. From the east to the west, to the north, south, east, southwest, northwest, west, west. Anywhere, any direction that you covered us with your love. Because of our faith and belief in you that is done. Our faith and belief in you that it's finished. Our faith and belief in you that we can't add to it or take away from it. We accept it.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Now, Lord,
yes, Lord.
Rain
you,
on this planet.
Thank
rain
you,
on this planet.
Yes,
Lord. Let your glory fall right now on
yes,
this planet.
Yes,
and all I need is one to agree with me, and it's done.
Yes.
He said, two or three concerning anything this week. It is done
yes,
by my Father who is in heaven.
Yes,
I agree. Jesus. Now that I agree,
yes,
I receive.
I
receive. I receive. Oh,
receive,
y'all better get it. Y'all better get it. I
receive. I receive, God.
Now I can achieve what you have set
achieve
before me. I achieve.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
we glorify you, magnify you, and we highly lift you up.
Yes, Lord.
And all agreement said. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. And some more amen.
Thank you, God.
Bless you,
thank
woman
you, God.
Man
of God. Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. Prophet.
Yes, Lord.
True prophet. Prophet Dwayne.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You.
Amen. God bless yes everybody. This is fine, wonderful.
Hey, Prophet
this
Dwayne.
This wonderful, good evening. Good evening to you. Amen. As I'm listening to you cry out and everything, and you know wasn't able to hear everything, but I do believe that God is getting ready to do a new thing. Amen. And I do believe that God is. I think and Pastor Dwayne Collins, I believe
yes,
that
sir
God is getting ready to do such a new thing that He's asking our us as individuals to activate the atmosphere.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Amen. And woman of God, I believe this is you're in a season right now, woman of God, to utilize the voice that God has spoken inside of you.
Yes.
And it's time for you to begin to now speak to the unknown atmospheres and to declare and decree a thing and watch God perform the miracle. God is wanting you to be the voice so that He can use in this end time season, so that
prophesy
now you can call those things that be not as though they were.
Hey,
yes, Lord.
Amen.
Prophesy.
Now,
watch this. I want you to listen to this. In the Bible, Jesus had said in the book of Matthew, I believe it's around the 11th chapter. It's either the 12th or 11th chapter. He said, as of the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffers violence, but the violent take it by force. Now watch this. He had said this because John had sent disciples to ask, was he the one? Now, any time that you're going through what John was getting ready to go through, because John was getting ready to get beheaded. He was in prison. And John was trying to figure out, how is it that I'm preaching repentance and Jesus is hanging around with the sinners?
Jesus.
Matthew 11, 12.
Amen, 11 and 12. And so, in the midst of it, Jesus had said to everybody, he said, look here, John the Baptist, there will be no one greater born of a woman than John the Baptist. And now let me give some of my theologian folks something that I want you to think about.
Don't make
everybody
us run.
Said,
don't make
well,
us
Jesus,
run now.
Jesus was born of a woman too. No, Jesus was born from the Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Into a woman.
Well, come on.
Amen. John and his and John's mother needed a seed, amen, to produce John.
Yes.
Jesus was from the Holy Spirit. So for all you theologians, he was born from Mary, but he was born from the Holy Spirit into
Holy
Mary.
Spirit, yes.
Amen. So Jesus has said, look here, the kingdom of God suffers violence. But now what I'm needing you to do is take it back by force.
Thank you, God.
And how do I take back something by force that's been taken from me? God says you got to utilize your voice. You got to use what I've given you. He said, I've given you hands to war. I've given you mouth to war. Amen. I've given you praise inside of you to war. And as of today, amen, ain't nothing being taken else from me from the devil. You giving me my children back. You giving me my ministry back. You're giving me everything back that you've taken. You're giving it back to me.
Come on.
And not tomorrow, but now.
Right now.
That's Lord.
Right now.
Right now.
Wow. Right now.
Anything held up, I'm taking it back.
Yeah.
Now.
Anything postponed, I'm taking it back.
Now.
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 Now,
stuff I ruined, I'm taking it back.
Thank you,
now.
God.
Stuff I messed up, I'm taking it back.
Thank
now.
God.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Woo! Now, thank you, God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
And so Jesus was really answering the question of the ones that John sent to let John know. Look here, I'm not offended by what you're asking me, but I'm letting you know that I am the one. You know, you're the same one who just baptized me, John. You're the same one who's seen the dove ascend from heaven down upon me. And now you're questioning me. Am I the one? Yes, I'm the one. I'm the one. For woman of God, God is getting ready to do something great, and you got to stay in the alignment. Don't allow what you see to take you out of alignment. Don't allow what you hear to take you out of alignment. Don't allow what you're going through right now to take you out of the alignment.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And it's going to be well with you. I'm working on Pastor Dwayne. I'm working on a sermon. It's and the sermon is called "The Pain of Waiting for the Promise."
Jesus, my God!
Boom. Yes, Lord.
Oh, y'all! I'm telling you,
we offer the preset. What Sunday we offer the preset? Yes, wait. What Sunday we offer the preset? Wait, you just named the Sunday. We are all preset on this simultaneously.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Pastor Collins, the pain of waiting on the promise.
Woo, man! Hey, it was some pain waiting on the promise. Hey! Would you get out of my mind, man? Would you leave my story alone, man? Please.
Jesus.
Dwayne, I know you know there's some pain in waiting on some stuff.
Oh, my God. Hey, Father, I'm many of old Sata. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Wondering, Jesus. God, you said you're going to do this, God, but when? He said, I want you to wait. I want you to wait.
Yes, Lord.
Okay, I'm
going
to stop right there. I ain't going to go no further because I ain't going to get no better.
What do you say, Doc? What do you say, Doc? You say, not your time. Not your time, but my time.
Not your time. Amen.
My God.
Amen. Now watch this. In the book of James, first chapter in James, he talks about waiting patiently
on the Lord. Come on.
But
on the Lord.
Why? By counting it all joy.
But he said this. He said, let patience have her perfect work. Now,
Jesus.
I used to always try to figure out, Dwayne, Pastor Dwayne, can I say this, Dwayne? Pastor Dwayne, I call you, you're a pastor. I always tried to wonder why was patient called her? He said, but in John 1 and 4, it says, but let patience have her perfect work. Now, then God began to give me some revelation on why James had called patience a her. Because many of us men know that when a woman goes in to dress herself, she's patiently doing her makeup. She's patiently doing her hair. She's patiently then picked out all of the things that she wants to put on her because she wants to come into a room where the audience is looking at her because they're recognizing the patience she went through to get to where she got to go. Oh, y'all don't hear that. Amen.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
But it says, let patience have her perfect work. Now, I've never seen a woman go through a bathroom and just jump on, put on any old things. She takes her time. Come on, sir.
Yes.
And she allows that man, she allows the people to wait on the perfection of when she steps into the room that they can see what they've been waiting for. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Let me stand up. I have talked to a few people up in here. Amen.
Come on. You're talking to me.
God is allowing you to go through your waiting period because he wants to bring you out so that the people who've been waiting on you can see the perfection that he put inside of you.
Come on.
Oh, y'all don't hear the prophet. Oh, my God. Glory.
Well. The prophet has spoken. Now, I could tell tomorrow night issues are going to bring some things out on the prophet's closet. Yeah. I see you already boiling.
Is that you don't know how to wait.
Oh, that's tomorrow's issue. Waiting.
That's
waiting.
One of the issues. You don't know how to wait.
One of your issues.
You don't know how to wait on the Lord.
Jesus.
Pastor Duane, can I say this? And I'm going to turn this back over. It ain't that you don't love God. It ain't that you don't believe God. It ain't even that you don't trust God. Your problem is you don't know how to wait on God. Oh, my God. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Amen.
Whatever. Are you waiting, bro?
I'm waiting,
glory.
I'm waiting.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Patiently.
Prophet Dwayne. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm waiting, bro.
Oh, I'm not in no rush.
Amen.
I'm waiting on him. Listen, but I ain't sitting doing nothing.
Wait, let that catch up with somebody. The Bible says, Psalms 20:27-14, it says, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
Wait, I say.
Wait.
Wait. Yes, so Jesus.
Bless you, man of God. We're going to hear you tomorrow night. We I'm excited. I see the fire already.
I'm in Kentucky. I'm in Kentucky. I just finished my paperwork, and I'm drinking my hot tea because this tea has really been. Oh, I want to tell somebody this. Y'all prayed for me last Thursday. I was healed immediately.
I was healed immediately.
I want to tell y'all this. I was healed immediately.
Something went through my body
that when I woke up on Wednesday, I didn't feel none of the symptoms that I felt. I was healed immediately.
God get the glory. Let the redeemed say so. God get the glory for all the things he has done.
Thank you, God.
Amen. Bless you, Prophet. You guys come on tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central. And 9 p.m. on the East Coast for the Prophet's Closet with the illustrious man of God, Prophet Dwayne. God bless you, man of God. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. Anybody else? We got a couple of more minutes. If you need prayer, we want you to dial 1 right now. If it's something that was said you're in question about and you're wanting to know more, dial 1 right now. We thank you for everybody who's participated tonight. We thank for all that are going to be on board for our conference call on Wednesday night. If you're on here, I need you to look out for the text I'm going to send you tomorrow. We're going to do a test run on Zoom Wednesday night, 6:30 my time, 7:30 Mountain, 8:30 and 9:30 in your respected time zones. I will get that to you. Well, God bless you. I see nobody else has dialed one. So, Prophet, Pastor Dwayne, Prophet Dwayne, both of you guys, pray us out of here, man of God, and we look forward to the Prophet's Closet tomorrow night. It's going to be dynamic.
Yes. Well, first and most, I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. I thank Ella Hill for being a part of this broadcast. I know that this won't be his last day. You know, I'm praying that God will connect him with this, with our connection, that, you know, he can go out and share the gospel and also bring other viewers into this group thing, because you'd like to say we are like-minded peoples. We're on one mind. We're not big-headed. We're not we're not boisterous. We have the same thoughts. We have the same ideas, even though we're from different parts of the world. But we believe in the same God, and we want the same thing to happen for us, souls to be saved, life to be changed. So I thank that brother tonight for being a part of us, this discussion. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. We know that you are in control of everything, Lord God. I pray right now, God, that everything will go in order, the way that you desire for it to go in order, God. I know that you still have the world in your hand, is in your hand. Can nobody pluck it out your hand? Can nobody pull it out your hand? Can nobody change your mind? You said your mind is the right mind. You know, you don't need nobody to convince you. You don't need nobody beside you. You don't need nobody behind you to tell you what to do. You have all control. So, Lord, we just thank you, God. We just want
thank
to say,
you, Lord,
have your way, God. It is your way, God. It is your way,
yes, Lord.
And you have the right way. So, Lord, touch our minds, Lord, as we get up tomorrow,
right,
God, to do ministry, God. Bring folks in our atmosphere, God, that we can bring them to your atmosphere. Bring
yes,
them
Lord.
Into our circle, God, that we can tell them about the goodness of you, God. Lord, this is a time for you to be glorified. This is a time for you
yes,
to be
Jesus.
Lifted up. So, Lord God, we are so with us. So, Father God, enlighten our load tomorrow. Order our path tomorrow for us, God, to where
yes,
we
Lord.
Can find someone that need to be saved, that we can find
yes.
someone that need to be healed, that we can find someone that need to be delivered, that we can find someone that needed new identity. You are the new identity, Lord. So we accept this in your name, Jesus. Lord, everything that we got tonight, God, don't let it just stick with us, God, but let it be able to flow out, God, out of our mouth, out of our heart, out of our love, out of our joy.
Yes, Jesus.
Let it be unto you, God, that you're going to get the glory, God. God, you healed the
glory.
Prophet. We know that you can heal other people's, God. You heal them instantly, God. So, Father God, that's the signs and wonders that we want to come back to you and glorify you about, God, that you have did the miraculous. You have did some things, God, that we know that you can do. It's not a mystery
yes,
to
Lord.
Us, God.
Yes, Lord.
But we know you're able to do it. So, God, we just give you glory, God. And, Lord,
glory.
I prayer that the man of God, God, that you have gave him the heart to put this thing together, God. You have spoke to him, God. And you connect this thing. God, you connected. I don't know how you connect. I'm not worried about how you connected, but I know you got more connection coming. And, Lord, just increase his territory, God. Increase his anointing, God. Increase his influence, because it's all about you, God. God, let us come together and stay on like-minded. Let us come together,
yes,
God,
Lord.
And push the ministry where it needs to be
Jesus.
At, God.
Why? Yes, Lord.
Because you're finna get the glory out of God. Not us.
Glory.
Not us, God. We just get the opportunity to tell a story. We get the opportunity to reminisce how you put this thing together, God, how you brought us together on one accord.
Yes,
so, God, we just thank you, God, for this, and we give
you
all the glory and honor. In Jesus'
all
name
the glory
we pray.
And the honor.
In the body of Christ, say
amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen. Family, remember,
amen.
If you're in the Southern California area, your kids, your family need something to eat, we have lunches. We have bag lunches. With two meals per bag. Come get three or four. Doesn't matter. Come and pick up. Come and bless somebody and feed yourself. Amen. You may have a little. Come get some more. Amen. Because we just want to serve you.
I want to be like
I
Daniel.
Be like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I want to be like Paul. Hey.
I just want to serve you.
When I'm serving. That means I'm giving you the best I can.
I just want to serve you.
I want to serve you, Lord.
Yeah.
I'm doing everything
I
that I
myself.
Can.
Forever, I'm going to need your help.
I done came a long way. I done did a lot of dirt. You can say I'm a survivor. I am here to give you church. I'm just trying to fill its purpose. I'm just trying to make it work. I'm just happy to be forgiven and forgive those who I've hurt. Lord, only you know what I go through when I'm all by myself. I can't do this by myself. No, forever I'ma need your help. Forever I'ma be of service. Tell my story just to let you know I worship you. Before anyone on this earth, I'm committed to you first. We are the body of Christ. He is the one sacrificed. He is the one who can lead you to freedom. Will never mislead you the way into life. Yeah. Fresh out the book of Revelations. I am the soul of a nation. I am my own motivation. Dynasty Gold is my baby. We're sitting with Jesus. Finna eat with the believers. Finna reap what we've been sowing for seasons. It is our time and he is the reason. Give us a sign. Father, we need you. Your love is everything I wanted. You tell me do it and I'm on it. I promise you will get the glory.
I love you.
Father, I love you. I love you.
I just wanna serve you.
I need you.
I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
I am a living testimony, walking miracle. Pinnacle, spiritual, from the village, I can feel it. Can you feel it? This is part of my healing. It's time that we build a bigger building. It's time that we be there for our children. It's time that we teach them how to love and show them how to feel it. See, all of my life, I've been running from myself. Now that I found Christ, I'm so glad I found Christ. He was with me when I fell, with me in the cell, with me when everybody was in hell. He is the one who brought me back to life. He is the reason for my sacrifice. I am a prophet speaking prophecy. Man on a mission, ain't no stopping me. Was given the vision to behold and possibly change all our consciously. If you really love him, follow me. Cause greater he is who's inside of me. And greater you are if you let him lead you to your freedom. You can be reborn, man.
You know what I'm saying? God saved me. High off your own drugs and wildin' out. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't do it without him. You know what I'm saying? So I gave my life to him. So now I'm committed to serving his people. Man, praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
You. I just wanna serve you. I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father,
I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.